Mickey, are you kidding me right now? I mean, every night you are so locked in. Have you ever felt this good at the plate in your entire life?
Never in the big leagues. This is this feels good. So I've just trying to compete, trying to get good pitches to hit, and trying to get my ace swing off.
Well, you've done that so often, and Will talks about it, where you're taking balls, you're getting the strikes to hit, and you're launching. How about the process of getting locked in? Can you tell us about just how you've been able to find your ace swing in these huge spots?
It's consistency in the work before the game. And, it all comes down to your cage work. As a DH, I have a pretty good routine, just getting into the cage in between innings, making sure I'm stretched, making sure I'm loose, take a few swings, just try to feel the bat move fast while I'm in the cage. So then, I get out in the game and I'm loose and, just trying to see it and hit it.
Yeah, Mick, I know the last thing you want to talk about is how good you feel at the plate and the success you're having. I get it. I get that. But just for our listeners, when things are going like this, and I know you're taking it at bat by a bat and pitch by pitch and trying to just execute your plan and your approach, but I've been there. And I know there's times you go to the plate, you can't wait to hit, and you're picking it up right out of the hand, you're seeing spin, you're on time. Just what does that feel like right now at this level with what this team's doing?
Feels slow. The game slows down, especially at this level it can get fast. So when you're locked in, that ball's just coming in, and you feel, like you said, you're seeing spin, you're seeing fastball, and your eyes are just reacting. You're seeing it and then you're going. It just slows down, like I said. It feels good. I came in the dugout and I thought I hit a changeup my first at bat.
That's beautiful.
Just the way it moved, and the action on the pitch, I thought it was a changeup. So I told Siegler how the changeup was moving, and then I checked the iPad and saw it was a fastball. So I told him my bad.
It's a good feeling when you have to come back because you blacked out. You don't even know what pitch it was. But let's love on Jarren Duran a little bit, because I know how important he is to you guys and how you guys feel about him inside that clubhouse. Mm-hmm. How big a swing was that for him to unload right there in the 11th?
It's enormous. And, that's a guy that does everything he can for the team. And, no matter what the day's going, he's giving it everything he's got. He's playing his butt off. And, for him to come up with a big hit, it fired up the dugout, beyond I've ever been a part of. So I could not be happier. I was so glad to see him put that swing on it. And, watching that leave, I had goosebumps like I had hit it myself.
Mickey, last one, man. Like, here's the deal. I know it's hard to have this perspective, but, like, you're living a dream right now. And Red Sox Nation loves having you have big hits. You're just in there in the moment. Are you able at any moment to kind of press pause, step back, and think about how hard you've worked, how cool a moment this is for you? Because I know I hear from so many Red Sox fans who are so happy for you to be doing this right now. Are you able to kind of step back and understand that right now?
No, I'm not. I'm trying to win the day.
I love it.
This is part of it. Right now, we're just trying to win ball games. We're getting to the crunch time here, and I'm just trying to do my part to help this team win.
You've done your part. Thanks so much, Mickey. We love it.
Thank you very much, guys.